This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got the one and only Danny Banks on the show. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Excited to have you on here.
I'm excited for being here.
Nice. Yeah, you're an interesting one because I feel like you're so huge on Instagram, but when I did my Googles on Danny Banks, it was like no information out there.
Yeah, not a lot, right?
Yeah. Is that on purpose?
I have like people, yeah, that kind of like delete all the bad stuff about me, I guess. Yeah.
Like what kind of stuff?
Well, just like more or less, so like leaked content.
Oh, okay. That's like every OnlyFans girl's bane of their existence, pretty much.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because so. I saw somebody had a video up like, Danny Banks scammed me.
Yeah, I saw that too. But then if they had
they updated the description to say, I didn't even bother to watch it because they updated the description and they were like, it was someone pretending to be her. And I'm like,
Exactly. Okay, then why
did you title it this way?
Yes. So I think they try to like, my team try to like have it removed for like defamation or whatever. But the girl was like, no, it was an impersonator. And I'm like, okay, cool. So we left it, but it looks like that.
Do you have any like really intense stories about people getting scammed by people pretending to be you?
Yeah, actually, I have a personal story. Like a guy that actually like I spoke to in like real life was on like Google Hangout or some weird app, and he thought he was talking to me, and he like flew out the girl and like that was pretending to be me, and like, well, I guess he like sent the money for the flight and like thought it was me. Long story short, he was like at the airport waiting and like it wasn't me, and then got in touch with the real me. And I was like, what are you talking about? Google Hangout, what is that?
Right.
So it was kind of funny. But and I was on Catfish. Someone got catfished. They thought it was me. And right. It was like a big girl that wasn't me.
Yeah, this happens like all the time with my girl too. Like yeah. If I look through her comments on any random day, you'll just see some guy that got scammed for, you know, $500, and he's still just, they get so mad and they don't have anyone to take out the rage on, so they take it out on the girl who was being impersonated as.
But my thing is, it's like when you're verified and like you're talking to other accounts that aren't the verified one, it's like, come on.
Right.
I'm not going to talk to a fake Kim Kardashian, like a second page, backup page, and think it's her when she has a verified page. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad anymore. I used to feel bad because I'm like, oh my God, like I'm so sorry that happened to you. Now I'm like, well, you're stupid.
Yeah, I can't really bring myself to feel that bad. Like it happens all the time where people just message me and they're like, oh, I got this email trying to like get me to pay for an interview or whatever. And they want to hear from me that it's fake.
Yeah.
And it's like, why do I have to tell you that it's fake when it's like Kathy22@gmail.com? It's like, bro,
like why would that
I shouldn't
be my
have
email
to tell you this? Yeah.
And the craziest one for me was it was like a Fashion Nova brand sponsorship. It was like a meetup, and it was always based in Kansas City. When I tell you, they blasted it to every single like Instagram girl, but they started using my name as like the person that was meeting. And like I know girls that actually fell for it, and apparently it ended up, the cops investigated it. It ended up being a prostitution like ring, like, or I'm sorry, sex trafficking ring.
Right.
And so like it got like busted and everything. Like people, my girl from Canada had like the feds looking into it because people were like really flying out to like Kansas City. I don't know why that was their meeting point. But anyways, it sucked because my name was behind it.
Right.
And it sounded so believable because I originally had fell for it. That's how the people got my WhatsApp number, like my phone number, because they had acted like they were a different Instagram girl and got my attention, and I believed it. And then I DM'd the girl's real page and I was like, is this you? And she's like, oh my God, girl, no. So then they got my number and they started using me as the new person. So anyways, and I hope no one really got hurt, but apparently, like, it was a whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough that somebody could get ripped off for, like, $500, but if somebody got, like, abducted into sex trafficking using your name, that would be a little worse.
Like, it's terrible, so what? I don't know. Like, I get DMs every day, like, is this real? And I'm like, no, it's not real. Like, I would just go to, like, the model's page or whoever and, like, press contact. If that's not the same email that emailed you, then it's clearly not real. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Wow.
Hope everyone's okay.
That's so crazy.
Jeez.
If there is some girl who's like living in a cage in Colombia right now and she got because sucked in of by Danny
my
Banks,
fake Fashion Nova
apologies
deal.
She's just like locked in a cage listening to this podcast.
Jeez.
It's getting a little dark already. Okay, so where are you from? Where'd you grow up?
Michigan. Yeah, a small town in Michigan.
Really?
Yeah.
How far from Detroit?
Like 3 hours north.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, I grew up there until I was like 18, and then I went to college in Michigan my freshman year.
What kind of upbringing did you have before you went to college, though? Tell us a little bit of the younger days.
Yeah, like super good, super close family, pretty normal. One brother, played sports, parents are still together, like just like the regular like family growing up.
You say all this to like basically get in front of the narrative of that you must have had a bad childhood if you got into OnlyFans?
Yeah, I mean, no, but you just think that most girls that like were strippers and like, you know, in the game and stuff, you think that they probably had like daddy issues or like a messed up childhood,
right.
Which most of them do. But for me, I think I just was obsessed with like getting money, and I was just like, yeah. And like my parents are super cool. Like they were just like, do what makes you happy and get money. So that's just what I did.
Damn. All right. So did you identify that like hustler instinct in yourself even when you were young?
Yeah, for sure. Like both of my parents are entrepreneurs. They started all their businesses together. And like me and my brother started working at like 13, 14. And then by like 17, 18, I was like running my dad's bar. Like I always kind of was just like in that hustle type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to fashion school, moved to Miami when I was 19. And I was working for like guest Marciano like on South Beach because I wanted to do like fashion merchandising. And then like this girl and her boyfriend like walked into the store and she was like, oh, like you're so cute. And like, mind you, I didn't like look like this then, but I was like always cute, I guess. And she was like, girl, you need to like make like the real money. And I was like, why? Like, what do y'all do? And she was like, well, I'm a bottle server. And you know, I was from a small town and work as a bartender, $40 a night as tips. So I was like, oh, that's cool, like in high school. And this was in like 2009 because I'm like 31 now. So anyways, I was like, well, what do I got to do? So like then I started getting into the nightlife, and then I slowly was like, screw college. Like, what the hell I need this for? And
how much money are you making doing the bottle service shit? I don't know if I've ever had a girl on the show who talked about the bottle service hustle and how much money there is to be made in that, because I can remember like before I got in this relationship that I would meet girls all the time who that they just got into that and it seemed like they were never going to get out of it because the money was good as shit.
Yeah. So honestly, it depends on like what club you work for. Like, for example, if you're like in Live Miami, you know, you get that automatic off top percent of the table expense. So they're spending $12,000, $13,000, $15,000, $20,000 tables. So if you're getting 20% of that tab, do the math. So them girls make hella good money.
Wow.
But the club I worked at was like a super hood club. It was like I was the only white girl. It was like one of those like super like urban clubs, and the bottles were like $300 or something. And I mean, the best night I had, they were probably like $800, but that was 12 years ago. So
right,
you know, but up to date, definitely bottle service is like good money. There was nights where I'd probably like make more doing bottle service than I would as a stripper.
So
if you have that clientele and stuff. Yeah, it's crazy. Okay. So when I was like 23, I started stripping. I had got like a really bad DUI and my parents were kind of like, yeah, we're not bailing you out on this one, Danny. Because I had
really
like,
bad.
Yeah, I went to jail and stuff like when I was like 18, 19 for like underage drinking. Because I'm from a small town. They had nothing else to bust people for.
Yeah, what else are you doing?
So I had like violated like two bonds. I'm like, it sounds like I did something so bad, but it was an MIP. Like I was at a freaking high school party drinking, and I was getting, I was actually graduating beauty school, headed to my freshman year of college. And I had to like, my parents had to like check me into jail and like drop me off at a Friday night at like 7 PM. And then they had to pick me up Sunday morning at like 10 AM. Wow. So I did a weekend or whatever for like violating the bond. But long story short, so my parents like dealt with all that shit. And then when I had got the DUI, my dad was like, oh yeah, like we're not giving you like this $8,000 to bail you out. So I had like a month before I had to start my probation, which was like blowing like three times a day, like all this crazy shit. So me and my girlfriend, this is back when Craigslist was like popping. She's like, girl, I found this like underground club in New York. It's not a strip club, but we can like dance for like money. And I was like, well, I don't know how to fucking dance. Like, what am I going to do? Like, she's like, I don't know. There's not like a pole involved. You just got to like give people lap dances. So I flew to New York on a one way. And my girlfriend did corporate jobs. And we were just like, let's go. So we got really drunk because we were so nervous. And we did it. And I made like $1,200. I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is what I'm going to do now.
Right.
And then, like, it's sad I had to get drunk to do it. But whatever. I mean, that is what it is. So
did getting drunk help? Or was it overall
getting drunk worse? Helped. It just, yeah, getting drunk helped for sure. And, I mean, that's the whole thing about me, like, happy that I don't work in the club anymore because I used to be drunk every day of my life.
Is it just like necessary because you got to talk to all these fucking tool bags?
Yeah, basically. Like, but the downside about it is like I would get so drunk that I'd be like, oh my god, where's my money? Or I lose my money bag. Or I don't remember, like, I don't know, just, you know how it is when you're, it's basically like you're partying but you're like getting money from people,
right?
So it's fun. Like, I actually love dancing. Sometimes I miss it. I did like a stage set at a club like a couple weeks ago, and I was like, damn, I like just miss the feeling of people just like throwing money at you. Like, it sounds degrading, but it's like awesome. Like,
right. Just the idea of like,
when it's like a lot of money. Obviously, now it's like a dollar. You're like, okay,
bitch.
OnlyFans
is dope, but it's like you're getting a bank transfer versus right. like you're stripping. It's like you're literally seeing it come in. Sometimes I go into the corner store and I look at the guy and he's just like selling cigarettes and candy.
Oh, God.
And I'm kind of like, fuck. Like, that kind of appeals to me, just that, like, money coming in one by one, even though I know it's not like that much.
Yeah,
but it still just like kind of stands out to me. I was like, that must be all right.
Yeah. And then like OnlyFans, obviously you deal with like chargebacks and like people fraudulent credit cards, you know. So now that like all those higher celebrities got into OnlyFans and all those people were promised something that they didn't get, like with the Bella Thorne girl, whatever, you know what, everyone freaked out when she made the $1 million overnight or something. So now they do chargebacks. They always did chargebacks, but now we see the actual chargeback. So anyways, I guess in person when you're stripping, you're not really thinking about like the fake money, but they do that now too. So,
oh really? They throw counterfeit money in the club?
Yeah. Wow. Like, I've had girls deal with that I've known of also. But usually when it's $1 bills, it's like, if you have counterfeit $1 bills, you have issues.
How do you even get that?
Yeah. I don't even know.
What the fuck?
In their basements? I don't know.
So, okay, you're stripping, and wait, but the stripping thing was before you started doing the bottle service thing?
No, it was after.
After, okay.
And it was like after and during. I was kind of going back and forth because I'm like, who am I? Is this really what I want to do? Like, really wanted the money. And then I was just like, da da da. And then I created like the Danny Banks thing. This was like when I was like 23, 24. I was actually bottle serving at a club, like back when like Twitter had just started being popping. And this guy was like, if you were a porn star, what would your name be? And I was like, Danny Banks, like money. And I used to hate being called the name Danny, which is weird. Like, growing up, my dad always called me Dan or Danny because I'm named after his best friend whose name was Dan. So anyways, growing up, I used to hate it. Like, it was manly to me. So I'm like, call me Danielle. Like, I used to hate it. But then, I don't know, I just added an I to it, like two I's, and made it like cute. And I was like, oh, I like it now. Mm. And then I was like, Banks, like money. And then I just like kept the name, and like that's how I got Danny Banks.
So that was your like superhero alter ego type thing?
Yeah, I guess. And then I was like, okay, cool, I'm gonna be a stripper now. And then I just was a stripper and didn't care
for a long time. How long were you stripping?
I stopped Super Bowl Atlanta. So when was that? 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, so like 2013 2018, was that 5 years? I don't know.
What'd you say?
8 minus 3 is 5. Okay. Okay, yeah, 5.
Right.
I always have to use my fingers for math to this day, okay?
I am constantly, like, frustrated with myself because I can't divide well enough. Like, I really suck at dividing.
I'm good at multiplication. Like, really? You know how the nines, you can be, like, 9 times 9 and, like, with the hands?
Oh, the 9 thing is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love, like, multiplication.
27, 36, but 45,
subtraction
54.
And addition, don't ask me. I'm like...
That's why you're losing all your money in the club.
Right. I'm like, I can't add. I don't know how many dances that was. What's 25 times 7?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So you were just doing this for years and years, and like during that time period, did you have like a game plan of where you were going to take things after that? And was like building up the social media side of it always a part of that?
Yeah, like that's a really good question, because now like that I'm 30, I'm like, damn, like where was that game plan when I was 20s? But I think everyone kind of does that in their 20s. Oh, yeah. I just blew money. Like I just, you know, maintain like the lifestyle and like whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, I wish I would have been how I am now then, but it is what it is. No, I didn't really have a game plan. I was just kind of having fun and just like, I want to just be a hot bitch and like get money. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll meet a dude and like be with someone and whatever. You know, everyone wants the happy ending, the person and the kids and all that. But now I'm like, it didn't happen. So what do I do now?
You didn't have any serious like boyfriends during that time period?
I did. Like, yeah, I did. I met him at a strip club. Ironically, how it turned out, like hell, but
is it hard to like make a relationship work if they meet you in the environment? Yes,
because then it's like a double standard. Like he met me there and like loved to be there, but now that he like loves me, he hates me to do it and doesn't want me to do it. So then it was one of those relationships. So I had to like quit everything, and I got like really skinny, and I like hated life. And then he had like a baby on me. It was all crazy shit. And then I was like, okay, hi, I want my life back. And just one day, I just left him, and then didn't see him for like 2 years.
And you took the kid?
No, I didn't take the kid. It wasn't my kid.
Oh.
He had a baby on me, like with someone else.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that?
But it was kind of like when he got her pregnant, we weren't really like talking all the way. So it was one of those things. But he hit it. So she was like knocked up the whole time we were together. And like his other baby mom sent me the photo of him at the baby shower. When I dropped him off, I'll never forget, Tim Hortons. He said he was meeting his homeboy to like go run some errands. And I had just bought him that damn coat from Exclusive Game with the fur on the collar. I'll never forget it because we had the same birthday. We're both Tauruses. And he wore the coat. And I was like, you look nice to be running errands, because we already know what type of errands he was running. It wasn't anything like you needed a business suit for. So I'm like, all right. He's like, he gave me some money. He's like, go furniture shopping, because I just put in a house in my name. Like the dumb white girl shit. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. Put in my name, whatever. So I'm like house shopping, FaceTiming him. I'm like, where are you? It's so loud. And like, long story short, he was at the baby shower, posing as the father of the child, while I was like shopping for furniture for our home in a whole other state that I didn't even belong in or didn't know anybody but him.
Wow.
So his baby mom sent it to me that night. She's like, this is what your man was doing all day. The other baby mom, not the one at the baby shower, the bitter one. Like the last, he had like three kids. It's a mess.
Oh.
He's totally irrelevant, but I'm just telling you about a relationship that I had that actually was one. So after him, I was like totally like damaged, and I was like, yeah, no more guys.
Wow.
For a while.
How long did it take you to get over that? Like that
long time. Really, I'm still like battling with shit with him. Like I dream about him a lot. It's like nightmares.
Really?
It's like weird. He gave me a dog, and I still have the dog. So the dog in me is like super close, and it's a little French bulldog. So I don't know. I just look at that dog, and I'm like, we escaped. Like,
the dog is a constant reminder, though.
Kind of, yeah. And like now, we are in contact a little bit. He'll be like, oh, how's my son? And I'm just like, how's your real kids? But whatever.
I was. I can't imagine how my girl would feel.
Blocked me over that. I was like, well.
I can't imagine how my girl would feel if she saw a picture of me at another woman's bridal shower or baby shower or whatever.
While you're playing house with me at home.
That's rough.
But for me, it's like, be honest, because when you got her pregnant, we weren't really like together. So I could understand, because we both were in that life, and it is what it is. But you lied and hid it and acted like the girl wasn't pregnant with your kid.
Right.
And to this day, like he like takes care of it, which is great. Like you should. But it's like, I don't know. Like, what was his plan when she was in labor? Like, to this day, I just wondered, like, what was he going to do?
Were you just going to juggle these things for, like, 30 years and right, just never like, get caught?
But apparently he lived a double life the whole time we were together, so he must have been.
Some dudes are just so ambitious. It's kind of mind-blowing.
He's, like, a compulsive liar, so narcissist, all those words that we try to stay away from, those people, like, he's that.
Just part of the lifestyle, I guess, yeah.
So meeting guys in a strip club probably isn't the best. But then I can't say that because he met me in the strip club. I was a stripper, and I can't say that I'm a bad choice either. So it's kind of like...
You had a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Right. And he just failed you.
Right. So after him, I've been single, and I mean, I've dated people, but not anything like that, you know?
Right. You never thought about getting into porn during all those years stripping? I'm sure you thought about it.
I always thought about it, but like... Even now, I'm like, Evan, like my personal manager, I'm like, Evan, should I just do porn? It's like, fuck it. Because it's like for OnlyFans and things like that. But now it's like, you can do your own porn on OnlyFans and you don't, still don't have to be like, you do porn. You know what I'm saying? Kind of. Right. I mean, it's a form of porn, but it's not like I film for mainstream porn companies, you know?
Right.
So it's like, yeah, I've released like sexual videos and things that you can probably consider porn. But it's not like I like go film a set or... You know, like with other porn stars and things like that.
Right.
Like the only like boy girl stuff I have is like the guy I was like dating or sleeping with. I'm like, oh, hold the camera. It's not like production or like, you know.
Yeah, that's the line that I think like a lot of.
So I don't really know what you can consider. I still say I don't do porn, I guess, if that makes sense.
Because it's such a different thing to be like an OnlyFans chick who just does some iPhone stuff versus really getting into the industry. But what I feel like a lot of girls on OnlyFans kind of miss is that there's a lot of like promotion available through the mainstream porn world. Like if you wanted to go that direction, but
yeah, it would help. I mean, yeah, I think that as far as like money goes, you don't need it. But like you said, like for branding or like just getting out there more and being more noticed to bring more people to your OnlyFans, it would be good. For me, I don't really feel like that's the route I want to take, which there's nothing wrong with it at all. I'm unsure still. But I probably won't do it.
I feel you.
I don't know. I don't think I'm good at it. Like,
really?
I love to be naked and like, I'm just like, I don't know. I just don't know if I could do all those things that they do. Like,
right.
I don't like, I've never had anal sex. I'm scared. Like, I just like pushing all these things in holes and doing all this crazy stuff, like squirting. Like, I don't do all that crazy stuff. Like, I don't even know how.
I mean,
like,
you can do whatever you want. It's not like,
I could just have like regular sex and maybe do porn, but like, I'm not like having like four things shoved in me in all these different holes and like, I don't know. I'm just scared.
I feel like you have such a idea of what the porn world is like. In reality, it's like any of these porn companies would be so desperate to have somebody like you who's like a huge OnlyFans chick do their shit, and they wouldn't be telling you what you had to do or whatever.
But
like,
you know what I mean? I guess when I think of porn, I think of all those things, and I'm like, I can't do all those things.
Right.
Like, I just feel like I wouldn't be a good porn girl.
Mm. I feel it.
I mean, but I could have like regular sex if that's what they wanted.
There are a lot of people having regular sex.
There
in porn.
Is?
Yeah, we just we notice the guys who are like fisting the butthole this, and you notice the crazy.
I guess
shit.
I haven't seen the regular shit lately.
It's out there, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, maybe I consider. I don't know.
Okay, because the reason why I even found out about you, I think, was because I saw Jimmy Smacks basically trolling. Because
I remember we talked before about it,
right?
Yeah, so that's a whole other story.
What's that story? Let's hear about that.
Yeah,
story.
So me and Jimmy are good friends. I mean, okay. I think he's mad at me right now. I noticed that he blocked me and then unfollowed me. I don't know. It happens every couple months.
Yeah,
but
he unfollowed me too.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I was talking about the balls in his face and shit.
Oh, I don't think I saw that. I think I heard something about it. Oh,
okay.
But I don't know. Me and Jimmy, we made a lot of money together on OnlyFans and things like that. So it was cool. I mean, he's really good at what he does. Like, producing like scenes, and his OnlyFans is crazy. It's true. Like he makes all that money. It's all not a lie.
But what did you guys do on OnlyFans if you guys didn't have sex?
You don't did in the video.
It. You did.
Well, in the videos, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It shows that we are.
Were you guys dating?
No.
Oh.
People think that we're dating, but yeah.
Did you were never dating him?
No.
Man, it feels like this is a hard question for you to answer.
What I'm trying to say is, like, the video is, like, it appears that we're, like, doing things, but, you know, we don't.
Did you have the fake dildo that looks like it's his dick?
I don't want to say it, really.
You don't have to say it, okay.
I don't want to, like, ruin everything.
No, yeah, I feel that, yeah.
But we weren't ever dating.
Mm-hmm.
But we have really good content, and it's super good.
Yeah,
and
everyone go sign up.
Yeah,
go sign up and subscribe. Yeah,
I still like, you know, use the content and sell it and stuff. But yeah, he's a cool guy. He is.
It doesn't seem like you believe that.
No, I do. Like, I do. Like, I genuinely like really care about Jimmy.
But why'd you guys fall out? Why'd he block you?
Well, we were hosting a party, a content party the other weekend, and I was filming with a girl, Tanya, that he was filming with, and like we wanted him to do a scene with us, but we were all drinking, and it didn't end up happening where we filmed something together, and then it was misunderstanding about us meeting up to film, and then I wasn't available when he wanted to, and then it was just, I guess he just felt some type of way about it. He's just more like on his time or no time at all, and then I guess he got mad. So after that, I noticed that he blocked me, then unfollowed me, and then unblocked me. So I think he only blocked me so it would unfollow me from following him, if that makes sense, because I never unfollowed him.
That's what
so
they do. I went it's to his
page.
Soft block.
Yeah, so I went to his page and I'm not following him anymore, and I was like, I didn't unfollow him, but then I know I was like, oh, he probably blocked me, then unblocked me, so we unfollowed each other. So I was like, okay, well, maybe we'll talk about it later. I guess I'm not gonna ask him why you did that. Like, it's childish,
right? Because now I'm just remembering that you guys were supposed to come on the podcast together.
We were supposed to come here together. Yeah, I remember we talked about that, because that started a whole other issue, I guess, with like Selena and him. And
oh yeah, because it was drama. Selena, remember? Was she's like, this guy was gonna destroy my life, and you're.
I was coming on here
him.
With Selena and the girl when Eliza, they were doing that. Yeah, and then she was like, Jimmy was trying to turn all of us against each other, and then she was like yelling at me, and I was like, I never met the girl in my life. I was like, I don't want no problems. And then she blocked me, and I was like, whoa, like I honestly don't know.
Right.
I don't know who to believe or who said what. I don't even know. I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm not going on the show. But here I am.
I had to just, out of like sheer like compassion for Selena, I just had to be like, okay, I'm not going to interview him this weekend, because she was like, he's trying to destroy
my. And they're really good friends
life.
Now. They just posted a video yesterday.
See, this is why I fucking know
that. That's what I say with Jimmy. It's like every other week or every other day or every other month. Mm. But I personally didn't do anything to him, so if he has an issue with me,
because
maybe we could work it out.
The reason why he hates me now is because these videos all came out online of him with like a dick in his face, and then we just talked about it on the podcast, and then there's a clip that we titled like talking about Jimmy Smacks' gay sex clips or whatever, and they were like asking me to delete it, and I'm like, how am I gonna delete it? This is like in the news. Like everyone was talking about this
at
the time.
Yeah, it's like all over.
Yeah. I'm like, how am I gonna not talk about it? I don't understand people who like get famous and then want to like control the media talking about things regarding them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have much to say about it, that situation.
That was an awkward one?
Yeah. I mean, I don't care what he does or what happened. Right. I just want everyone to feel like they can be themselves.
That's true.
That's all that matters.
Suck a dick, guys. So how did you start like really blowing up on social media? Because at this point, you don't have how many followers? Like 6 million or some shit?
Like 6.4 and a half, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, honestly, like just like collaborations, like with a lot of big models and girls, and then like I just feel like, because I never really like paid for promo or like had a team like pushing promo, like I never ever have done that, like, to be honest, which is crazy. It's just like all organic. That's why a lot of companies I work with, they're like, how do you have all these like followers just organically coming in? Like, I honestly don't know. I just feel like, you know, back in like 2015 and 16, like when it was like magazines were still like popping, I was on like cover of like 9 different magazines. Like, I don't know, it was just a lot of things that I was always constantly doing, like interviews,
like, what magazines?
Like Smooth Magazine, like, you know, like back when all that stuff was kind of like cool, like Hip Hop Weekly. I don't know, just random things that I was in, like Pool Boulevard. I don't know.
Were you always like in the category of like the white girl who has a big ass?
Basically, like that's basically like how my brand like came about. And then I started like a thing like called White Girl Wednesdays in Detroit, because Detroit was like, you know, where I started like everything that I did. And I would host a night at a strip club called White Girl Wednesdays, and I would have
all
like
white girls.
Yeah,
I feel like this could get
at a black club though. At a black club.
I feel like this could get you canceled in this day and age.
Yeah, probably not a good idea now. But it was called White Girl Wednesday, and it was like a hashtag, and like, yeah, so I hosted it, and like my slogan was like always your like your favorite snow bunny, and like a lot of people think that that's like racial, which I guess I never looked at it that way.
It is racial, but I've always, my whole life, black dudes have been calling white girls snow bunny or whatever.
Yeah, but what's so embarrassing is that the reason why I picked that name wasn't because of like that. A black guy named me that, but I never realized like that's what it was. Like for me, in my mind, it was like I always wanted to be like a Playboy bunny. And I was like, oh, like a snow bunny. Like, I guess I didn't, like, that's me being like naive at the time. I didn't realize that that's what that meant.
Okay.
So to this day, like carrying that out as like my slogan, it's not what I really mean by it, I guess. I just say a snow bunny. Like, I don't know. To me, like, a bunny is just, like, a bad bitch. Like, I look at it as, like, playmates. Like, you know?
Okay.
Is that fair?
I mean, hey, whatever you want to do.
So, yeah, like, a lot of brands and companies will say, like, oh, I don't want to work with her because in my bio, it's, like, your favorite snow bunny. And they say that's super racial. Like, that makes it seem like I don't fuck with white people. And I was like, I'm white. My whole family's white. Like, what do you mean? Like, it's weird to me. Like, yeah.
I feel like the thing that they would, like, get offended by...
if that's my sexual preference of a man, like, why does that matter?
Is that... that's your sole sexual preference?
No.
Black guys only?
I've dated white guys.
Oh, okay.
My first two boyfriends were white. I lost my virginity to a white guy.
But now I have girls on the podcast all the time who say that they would never fuck with a white guy.
No, I can't never say never. Because sometimes I'm like, maybe I'll end up marrying a white man. Because at the end of the day, these black dudes can't get it together.
That's been your experience?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Any other examples besides this guy with the secret family?
With the secret families? Yeah. And babies? Yeah, I have tons. I don't know. Right. But I can't say it's color, like, based. Like, I've had shitty white guys. I've had shitty black guys. I've had shitty Spanish dudes. I just think it's just how you were raised and grown up. Now I'm like, hi, do you like your mom? Or what's your relationship with your mom? Because I feel like guys who, like, hate their mom usually, like, have... freaking issues with treating women a good way.
Interesting.
Do you feel like that? I don't know.
I wonder, because sometimes I just, like, know dudes that just don't give a fuck about taking care of their kids, and I just, like, wonder what the fuck it is that, like, allowed them to get into that mind state. But I wonder how much of, like, their relationship with their parents it was. But because a lot of times I do feel like it's dudes who never knew their dad or had a horrible relationship with their dad, so they don't really have anything to model, like, being a dad on. Whereas, like, for me, like, I saw my dad being a pretty stand-up dad my whole life, so yeah. It's, like, pretty common sense to me.
Right. So do you feel like if he wasn't, it would, like, affect the how you raise your child, though?
I don't know. But you also know? If I had a kid at, like, 18, then I don't know that I would have been a
right.
good dad.
So it's, like,
know?
I feel like you just can't judge situations. But for me, it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like people who have messed up, like, childhoods. I saw something on TikTok, and it was, like, a woman that was saying, like, she wished that in her 20s she would have, like, battled her trauma, her childhood traumas then, instead of, like, now, like, in her 30s, kind of, like, fought those battles then to prepare herself mentally for, like, you know, like, relationships and having children. So it doesn't carry on and on, because sometimes, like you said, you have a child at 18, but you're still battling your childhood demons at the time, and, like, it might pass on to your kids and how you didn't overcome certain things that, you know, things like that. So that kind of, like, sat with me. I was like, damn, like, that's really deep. Like, I don't know, I just thought maybe,
yeah,
you know, like, certain things that might have, like, bothered you as growing up, you could pass on to, like, your kids or things like that.
I mean, we always end up having this conversation lately because I feel like Kevin Samuels kind of, like, brought it to the forefront, but the idea of, like, a lot of women just, like, because our culture sort of, like, celebrates it, they want to spend their 20s just partying and, you know, fucking with basketball players and rappers and not really trying to build a relationship or anything. And then all of a sudden they find themselves, they're 35, they're overweight, they don't really have a lot to offer, but they want to be with these guys who kind of, like, have the ability to pick any girl that they want. Now, obviously, this doesn't apply to you because, obviously, you look great and you're famous and you have a shitload of money. So it's kind of like it's a different thing. You're, like, bringing something different to the table. But do you relate to that, or do you feel like, damn, I wish I had kind of taken my 20s and, like, been more focused on getting into a healthy relationship?
Yeah, I relate to that. And no, I don't wish I would have did that in my 20s. I don't actually wish I would have do that now. I'm not even ready to do that now when I'm 31. Like, I don't feel like I've even hit my prime in like my career and anything that I want to do. So it's like, I just think that every person's different, and if that's, like, what they want for their path to be, like, I don't know, like, I don't put a number on things. I'm not like, oh, by 38 I want to be this and that. Because I don't know, like where my life is going to take me. So, yeah, I do obviously think about, like, things that I should have did or could have did. But I don't know. I just, I'm not trying to be corny, like, I have no regrets, because whatever, everyone kind of does in a way. But that, what you said, is kind of, like, weird for me, because it's, like, guys, like, say they want a girl who has shit to bring to the table, but then when you do, it's like, it's too much, or it's too intimidating, or you might have too much control. So it's kind of like, damn, you want us to have money or you don't, or I don't know. It's fucked up, because now, like, for me, I'm like, well, does a guy, like, want to date a girl like me?
Right, because I think a lot of people who are watching you or following you on Instagram or whatever, they probably think that you just have a million dudes trying to marry you at any given time. But it does create this like really weird dynamic where maybe you do get like a thousand times more positive affirmation that you're hot or whatever than the average girl. But to you, like, you know, how often do these guys actually seem like the kind of suitors that you really want hollering at you, right?
Yeah, it's always like some dude in probably their grandma's basement in India. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think it's any type of dude that I want to, like, probably marry.
Right.
So the dudes that I would probably want to marry aren't the ones asking.
But meanwhile, then, like, the average girl who doesn't have a shitload of, like, incoming inquiries about dating them or whatever.
They get wiped up.
I mean, they have an easier choice, too. Because it's like, if you have, like, five guys hollering at you this year and you got to pick one, I mean, it's, like, a relatively easy decision versus, like, if you're getting 1,000 DMs a day from different guys trying to holler at you, you couldn't possibly process even a tenth of them.
Yeah. So for me, I think I just battle with like, what type of guy do I actually want to date? Do I want to date someone who's known? Do I want to date someone in the industry? Do I want to date a rapper? Do I want to date an athlete? Like, do I want to get cheated on? Like, do I just want to date homeboy at, I asked Evan, the valet guy, I was like, he's kind of cute. And Evan's like, Danielle, you're not going to date a valet guy. And I was like, why not? He probably wouldn't cheat on me, but he probably would. So it's like, either I, like they said, you want to cry in the Toyota or the Rolls Royce. Like, I'm always going to choose the Rolls Royce, but I don't want to cry at all.
Right.
So I'm kind of like, I'm not against dating a regular guy, but I think regular guys probably wouldn't want to date me.
Or, like, a regular guy, if you were to date him, it's just going to be, like, a weird power dynamic. Like, you just have way too money that's, like, or too much money, too much, like your problems are so removed from his problems.
You know? I just don't want, like, I don't want a dude who doesn't, like, do anything. Like, I don't want a guy just, but then I'm like, maybe I do. Because maybe I just want a guy to just, like, be there, like, and just, I don't know.
Because, like, the equivalent dude in terms of like followers, money, etc., probably would be like a rapper, an athlete,
and
right?
I think in my heart I don't think that that's made for me. Like, I don't think I want that, because at the end of the day I want like a regular family and like a regular lifestyle, sort of, in a way. Like I said, my parents have been together for 40 some years, married, and well, I've known they never cheated, like, you know. My whole family's like that, all like love, no divorces. Like, I've always seen that. And, like, yeah, I live this lifestyle, but it still doesn't mean I can't have that. And I think that now in, like, this age, it's, like, that's so abnormal. And I don't like that because I still want that. I don't think it matters what I do or, you know.
Are there alarm bells going off in your head, like, you need to settle down, you need to have kids?
No.
You wouldn't call them alarm bells, but is there, like, a whisper in the back of your head?
Sometimes I'm like, damn, should I freeze my eggs? Like, am I going to dry up? Like, I'm 31. Like, I don't know. Maybe if I hit, like, 36 or 7, I should, like, freak out.
Right, like, I was talking to one of my girl's friends the other day, and she's 35, and she was like, no, I'm not ready yet. She's like, I'm gonna wait like 2 more years. And I'm thinking, like, you're kind of like drawing it right up to the, to the edge.
But
there,
I don't want to be an old ass mom either. But then again, there's people having kids at 45, and it's fine,
right?
Like, I just want to like feel like I've like succeeded what I wanted to succeed on my own before I like have children. So I just, like I said, like I want to be on TV. I want to be in movies. Like, there's so much more I want to do. Like, not saying I can't do that with kids, but how I am, I want to like live my life for my kids, if that makes sense. Kind of like, I kind of want to get my career stuff. Like I don't ever want to say I didn't do anything in my career because, well, I ended up having a kid and just didn't work out. You know, like, I want to just say I didn't do it because, like, it just didn't work out for me. You kind of get what I'm saying? I know a lot of people are like, well, I had a kid and I just didn't get to go do all those things. Like, I don't want to ever have to say that. Like,
yeah, because my girl, like, we're so happy about our kid.
Yeah.
But at the same time, my girl does sometimes look at her life and she's like, I was at the high point of my career doing this OnlyFans shit. I was making so much more money in the year or two before I had a kid than I ever have at any point in my life. And, you know, the kid is just inevitably going to slow things down, at least for a little while. You know, it's like, that is the hard decision. And I think, like, you know, when we talk about having another kid, she probably would be down to do it tomorrow if it wasn't for the fact that it's just going to slow down the business side of things so much that to her, she's like, I need at least a couple of years to just, like, grind.
But what's good for someone like her is, like, she's built her brain up so big enough where it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For some people who are, like, teeter-tottering and, like, oh, like, not there yet. You know what I mean? Like, in my eyes, like, she is someone that's very well known and good, you know, like where it's okay. She like has a family.
The fucked up thing though, honestly, is that she had the baby and got her Instagram deleted like the same
month. I know, because me and her do shares and stuff a lot. Like we talk on DM. I don't know if it's her, but
that was a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, I can't believe I was gonna say something about that. You don't know anyone. You don't know. Hit up Mark Zuckerberg. Like, Mark Zuckerberg.
I'm gonna hit him up about Boosie before I hit him up about my girl. But I mean, I just think in general, like, there's so many adult content chicks who just get deleted now. It's fucking insane.
Every day I wake up, I like literally look at my people and I'm like praying. I'm like, why is it saying cannot try again? Like, why? Like, someone go look. Am I gone? Like, because I've been deleted like 6 times.
Oh really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. How long you been on this account?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This account I've had for 11 years.
11? But you got deleted in the beginning?
About 2-3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was like a hacker that kept removing me because I kept paying him and paying him. At one point, I paid him up to like $34,000 in 1 month. And I was like, he's probably the one that's disabling me and then bringing me back.
That would make sense.
So yeah. Then I forgot what happened. I actually ended up emailing Instagram. And then they got me right back. And they're like, sorry for the inconvenience. And I was like, what? And then I got verified like 3 months later. Not that the verification helps because she was verified, right?
Yeah.
See, that's why I'm like, fuck, Jesus.
And that's what I think is really crazy about it too is that...
Did they ever say anything or warn her or nothing?
Not really.
Every day when I get something deleted, it said your account may be deleted. And like it shows you a list of things because my account, I can't even say appeal. Like sometimes you got that button where you're like, appeal this. It's not bad. I don't get that option. So I don't know how many more strikes I have. I have like over almost 18 or 19 of them. I think that the cap's like 30.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know.
It's crazy that they even make girls like play this fucking guessing game.
But you know what's crazy? The only thing I ever get removed is like an ad, like say it's like a meme, a picture, like a cartoon or something on my story. It's really rarely like booty or nothing. It's always like a shout out I did for someone else.
Right.
And I found out now they don't like you to say, like, go follow, like, whatever. I guess they don't like you to, like, redirect someone to another site. But they give you the option for a swipe-up link, so that's weird to me.
Right.
But I heard that, so I don't know.
I feel like the swipe-up to OnlyFans is one of the biggest things that they get you. Yeah, because, like, I think that's probably what got my girl originally. But the weird thing about it is that you see so many of these chicks, like Tana or whoever, and they have their fucking OnlyFans link in their bio, and they just...
It's not even a landing... thing.
It might be sometimes, but a lot of these girls just promote their OnlyFans like it's nothing. And because really, how do they
I feel
know?
Like we're pinpointed.
How does Instagram know what is on your OnlyFans? Because there's OnlyFans could have anything.
I could be selling art. Like I always say that. You literally, it's just an exclusive content site.
What are you paying to see what's on there so that you can then delete the Instagram? Like they have no idea what's on there.
It's just a stereotype. They're just like, nope, it's sexual, bye.
And the thing that pisses me off is that they really like empower these random troll dudes to like basically run their fucking platform by just like mass reporting people and getting their accounts deleted.
It's disgusting. I just wish they'd be like TikTok and at least pay us for the views and shit like they do on TikTok.
Do you do good on TikTok?
Not another story. I've been banned 3 times on there for posting fully clothed snowsuit photos.
Wow.
Like they hate, you know, it's ran by whatever Evan says the Chinese government.
Riley Reid had 1 million+ on TikTok and she got deleted. Yeah. And it was like, she didn't have anything naked or anything.
That's what I'm saying. It's insane. But if you're a skinny girl with no body, you're fine.
Yeah.
But if you even have some type of curve to you, it's like, oh, ban, that's bad. So I restarted TikTok. I have like 65,000 or something stupid, but I made $14 so far.
I just think it's so crazy that we're all forced to just live under the fucking algorithm. The algorithm gets to decide how much money we make, how what our lives are like. We all just have to obey this.
And that's when I'm just like, well, I'm trying to remember what life was like before. Like,
right.
In high school, I used to print off MapQuest. And I'm like, turn right here. And it was a piece of paper. Like, no. Do you remember MapQuest?
Yes.
I don't know how old you are, but we used to do that. Like,
I'm older than you.
Oh,
so
you are?
I remember
okay,
very well.
Okay, yeah, I remember printing off the directions of where you're going on a piece of paper.
Yes. And then you would miss the exit and be so confused. And you're like, confused. Wait,
number four says right here, take exit 8.
I'd have to pull over and go to a gas station and be like, can you please tell me how to get to 95 South or whatever?
Yes, you know? Or you have to find on nearest computer and retype in where you're at to go to the...
Finding a computer seemed totally, that wasn't going to happen. No way. But like, I don't know.
But yeah, I miss the old life.
What, I remember seeing that you did this big, like, girl get-together event or whatever. It was just like you had a ton of chicks all in the same place. Like, what was that called, and how did someone gain access to this thing?
Yeah, so I started this event called, like, Danny Does. Well, my personal manager, he was just kind of like, Danny Does Vegas, Danny Does Miami. Like, he would say all these cool, like, slogans of, like, things that I was doing. So we kind of were like, oh, let's just brand Danny Does. Like, the name, like, Danny Does something. So I just did, like, a content creator event, and it was just kind of like, I would just advertise it on social media, and, like, any girl that wanted to attend could just come, like, pay their fee and, like, just get a bunch of content. I had, like, a mechanical bull, water slide. It was just like a crazy like party, like anything goes, everything's being filmed, just like a big like OnlyFans content creator party.
Nice. Yeah. So a random dude couldn't like see this on Instagram and just come?
No.
Okay.
It was closed off. Yeah. But so people kind of like, I'm not saying I was the first one to do it, but people kind of like capped off the idea of what I did, and like they started their own things, which is awesome and cool, but sometimes they'll offer tickets for like fans to come for like $2,500. You can come watch or something.
That's
like
gotta
that.
Totally change the vibe though.
Yeah, because I don't want a bunch of random people filming me on the phone. Then what's the point of me selling it if they're filming it? So I didn't do that at my events, but I haven't really done that type of stuff anymore. It didn't really do much for me.
Really?
To be honest, like my fans don't really care so much when I do like group stuff. They're kinda like, hi, we only want to see you.
That's interesting.
Yeah, my page is like super girlfriend experience.
Okay, interesting.
Because like, I'm really one on one with my customers.
Like number one shit that grows her account or whatever is when she just does collabs with other girls. Like just them seeing her with somebody else. It just that those are always the biggest.
Yeah, it grows your account. But as far as like spenders, I feel like a lot of my fans that I'm personal with, they're like, Danny, like that's great. Like you guys look amazing. I don't know. My fans are like lovers.
Do you think they
I have
see,
like real boyfriends?
They want to be your boyfriend. That's kind of like what they're following
for. Yeah,
like
I'm in a relationship with a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah, we're like real relationships for so like years.
You'll just respond like to lifers. The DMs and just like, oh,
yeah, all damn like, hey babe, like I like know their schedules. They know mine. Like you're probably like, waiting for me to talk to them after this.
6.5 million like sugar daddies.
I wish. Shit, I wish.
They gotta be. Do they like give you more money than just like the monthly fee for the OnlyFans?
Yeah, okay. Super. Like, of course they tip me for my time, and like I strictly just use the site. I don't really give them like my Cash App and Venmos, because then it kind of opens the doors to other things, like maybe my phone number, and I don't really do that. I just leave it strictly on OnlyFans. Mm. But yeah, and my page is kind of just very like intimate.
Right.
It's not just like, here, open this blast message and you'll never hear from me. I do like answer. If you tip me, I answer and things like that. But I only answer tips. Because there's too many.
Right. Yeah.
It's no free conversation.
Yeah. That's the kind of relationship you're in. Fuck it.
Right. Like, you got to pay to talk to me at this point. Even when people slide in my DMs, I'm like, if you're not paying, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, because you're not, you don't want me to be your girlfriend. So what do you want?
Right.
We both know why you're here. So.
But do you think that this is all like kind of destroyed your brain in terms of like getting into a relationship?
Yes, I'm fucking destroyed. Literally, that's why I said I'm just going to go back to my hometown when I'm all done and just meet John up the street from high school and be like, remember me? Hi, let's just get married and
but
do
it's
it.
Never going to work because you're going
to... But he's already taken by someone I probably went to school with, so no one's left.
Because like Nicki Minaj, you know, she dated... Meek Mill, she dated all these big rappers.
Yeah, use
and stuff.
That example. Who's that guy?
But now she's with the guy that she dated when she was 15, who's a convicted murderer. And
I thought it was a rapist.
That's it. I just went with murderer because it's murderer seems like a little bit better. It's like a little sexier. But like, I mean,
sexier.
I mean, you know, like he could have killed a bad guy,
right? He could have like defended himself, you know, or his sister or something.
I don't think it was that kind of thing at all. But I mean. When you like think about that, like that to me is always kind of amazing that she sort of like gave up on finding like her equal and just went back to someone that knew her when she wasn't shit.
And, I feel like that's what I might do. And whether he has his own money or not, you just want to be loved. Like I literally feel like that's how I'm going to be. Because I would rather be broke, heaven forbid, that will never happen. But if I was, I would rather like be in love and be with someone and be broke, and I feel like I'd be fine because I want to be with someone like that loves me.
Right.
But like loves me, like Danielle, like my country music, my weird old country bars I like to go to. Like,
oh, you're a country.
I'm going to Nashville this weekend with my best friend from home, like her bachelorette party. Yeah, I'm a super country girl.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, like you would never know.
I wouldn't have known.
All I listened to was like Luke Bryan and Luke Combs, and
I would think that you were listening to like City Girls.
No. I mean, it depends on what mood I'm in, if people are around. But by myself, no. It's like Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Carrie Underwood. Like,
super is every much. Country star named Luke?
Luke, oh my God.
What is,
oh,
that? Is that?
You thing? Don't know who Luke Bryan is?
No, I have no idea.
Really?
No.
Say it again, say it again. That's my song.
I remember I went on a random Tinder date with this girl, and she just starts talking about country music. So automatically in my head, I'm like,
you
oh
hated
my.
It?
I'm like, wow, I really hope
so
I fuck
you. Hate country music?
I was like, I really hope I fuck you tonight because I'm never talking to you again. But then we went to a bar, and they were playing her fucking favorite country star in the bar. She's sitting there salivating over her fucking, you know, beer or whatever, just like looking at this country guy. And I'm just like, I've never felt like less of a man on a date. Because like I know I have 0% of what this guy's giving you. You're like, yeah.
I do like other genres. Like, I'm a huge classic rock fan. Like, I like everything, but right. I do like country music. So anyways, back to what I was saying. I just need a guy who like is cool with all that. You don't have to like it, but accept the fact that I'm like all these things.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm not like against country. I just don't really know anything about it.
Yeah, what do you like? Rock?
Rap, actually. This rap? Is mostly cool. A rap related like podcast. Too, though.
I like rap. I mean, it's cool. I worked in Magic City and Allure and all these damn clubs. It's all rap music.
You got like, any good cool. rapper stories that we should know?
Oh. I have tons.
I know. I'm just thinking like there's gotta be one good one right now.
I'd have to really it's not really my MO. Like, I don't really like to, like...
You don't want to be the exposer.
Either. Yeah, I've never been like that. I don't really ever feel like I ever want to be.
Yeah, because the truth is that if you gave us a really good story, then we probably wouldn't want to air it.
Yeah.
It would have to be kind of like, you know,
yeah, I don't feel point. Like people hitting me up and hating me. I just never... It is what it is. They're all the same.
Like, I never thought the whole thing with girls exposing rappers on the show was that big a deal. And then I met T.I., and he was kind of like, why'd you let this girl say this shit about me on camera or whatever? And then I went and actually saw what she said, and I was like, oh, yeah, that was pretty fucked up. You know, I guess I probably can't really, like, play both sides. I can't be, like, cool with the rappers and the girls who are out to expose all the rappers.
Yeah, and I feel like girls like that, like, they want a different type of attention, and I don't really want that type of attention.
Mm.
I don't need all these death threats and all this shit.
For sure.
Lawsuits.
Compare your financial situation right now to when you were stripping. You're making, like... 10 times more, 100 times more?
Yeah. So I think about it now, like if I did the math, like by how much I was making a day now versus then, it's like, I'm like, wow, I'd have to be dancing every night hoping I like left with this much money a day, which is crazy. So I would say like triple, triple, triple more.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, like honestly, I'd probably make like $1,200 on an average night like dancing, and I would only dance like 3 times a week.
Mm.
You know? And like that was like, unless I had like dudes giving me money here or there or whatever the case was, that was like how I made my money. And now if I don't make over a certain amount a day, which is like way more than that a night, it's like sick.
Right.
You know, like $3,000 for just one Instagram post, and I can sell a couple of those a day. Like, that's crazy. And that's not even like OnlyFans. OnlyFans,
yeah.
So.
The tables have really turned.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I definitely am way smarter now. Like, I'm building my second house in Vegas, about to get a house in LA. You know, I have a couple investment accounts. I'm like gonna do some like peer spaces, like things to like content shoots. Just have a lot of stuff going on. Just wanna get into like real estate and things like that.
Right. And that's why I think it's such a different world, because previously, like if you were in the position that you're in the 90s, you would have just, you know, been stripping for 20 years or like, you know, you got to go do porn and you're basically just putting a shitload of money into the pockets of the dudes who own the porn companies and shit. And it's like now with the OnlyFans shit, it's like you're giving OnlyFans their cut. But besides that, you don't have to pay anybody.
Yeah,
it's
like OnlyFans is the pimp.
It totally changed the dynamic like internet pimping. So much.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
It's true. I mean, I'm thankful for it 100%. I just don't know how long the wave's gonna be there, so I'm just riding it out and doing smart things with the money.
Mm.
I know I invested a little bit into crypto and things like that, but nothing too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it there, leaving it there, and you know, I'm working on like some TV show stuff, and I'm on this TV show. It actually airs Tuesday the 13th. Mm-hmm. At like 9 p.m. It's on E, so make sure you guys watch it.
It's one of your first ones? Or?
It's not like my own show, but uh-huh. I'm on a show, an episode of a show. Uh-huh. It's like, actually, am I allowed to say the name of the show? I think I am. It's Botched.
I don't know.
It's like a surgery show.
Oh, really?
You watch it? I love that show.
What did you get done for the show?
Nothing. So, when does this air? Can you air this after that?
It's coming out in like a week.
Okay, cool.
It'll be fun.
As long as after the 13th, yeah.
They don't watch this.
Yeah, so I don't, yeah, right. So I basically didn't get any surgery done. They just wanted me to go on there. Like, they basically wanted me on there because I have like a high social media following, I think. Mm-hmm. Which is cool for me too. It worked out. It's gonna work out because a lot of like people are like, "Oh, who's that?" I'm like, maybe look up my OnlyFans. That's really what we want,
probably
like,
a
right?
Ton,
or
yeah.
Follow me. So they just basically wanted me to talk about like my surgeries that I've gotten, my plastic surgery, like timeline, things like that. Like nothing necessarily is botched on me because botched means like you have a bad
right.
surgery.
That's what
case.
I was thinking. I'm like, you seem
yeah.
Fine,
so
yeah.
No, I don't have a, like a case, but you know, like. Talk about like my butt injections and like things that I did that were illegal, like to my body, things like that. So.
Really interesting. Really. So you were getting your ass worked on before, like everybody. It feels like now everybody
before
just
like
does
the BBL
transfer.
Movement.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't make that wave. I wish I would have.
Okay.
So now it's like too late for me because I already have like butt shots. So most doctors won't mess with that. If
describe
you
butt
have.
Shots.
Yeah. So it's like kind of like what you have in your boobs. Like you know how it's in a capsule.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like an implant, like a silicone, it's like inside. Well, that actual product outside the capsule is like a jelly type of product, and they actually put them in syringes, and they just like fill up your butt.
Oh yeah, okay.
And like they move it around and massage it to like where the shape is. But the problem is that you can hit an artery or a vein, and if it hits in your bloodstream, it goes to your heart, you die. That's why you hear cases
heard,
of
yeah.
people dying. Or it can travel to random parts of your body. Like sometimes I feel like, oh my God, is it falling down, sliding down my leg? And then you don't know what is in the product. You don't know if homegirl from Brazil is really getting it from the doctor, like who's putting it in you. You just, people ask me how I did it. I just feel like, I don't know. I just think about the butt that I wanted and I just lay there and pray. I don't know. And just
right.
four times later, here I am.
You had it worked on four times?
Yes.
Damn.
I think four times.
You wouldn't do it again?
Yeah, probably okay. Now. I have a couple imperfections that I hate, and I feel like I would do it again just because I want to fix it. And I know that I can't inject fat there because no doctor really will. And I don't really have a lot of fat to
right.
bring it to places. And also, fat doesn't always live. Fat dies. So a lot of girls will get a BBL and it'll look big and juicy, and then like the fat will die.
There's a time limit on every BBL.
Yeah, so I'll just continue getting lipo on my waist and just leave it alone. This is how I'm
gonna
look.
Like you're kind of like addicted to the surgery thing?
Fuck no. I really haven't done like surgery like that, honestly. I mean, boobs, lipo my waist, and then butt shots, and I did like the cat eye procedure, like to my eyes.
Oh,
like,
what is that? What do they do? They fucking put a wire in your head and
no,
yank it
they
up
actually
like that?
Cut your skin and they pull it back into your hairline, so it's like a facelift kind of.
Uh-huh.
So, and then I just wanted, like, the jawline.
Is that why your eyes look so, like, perky and, like, open
do
and
they?
Shit?
Do they? No, I've always had big eyes. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Do they look good?
You definitely look so different without the glasses that I'm, like, a little, like, taken aback.
Oh, do I look good?
Yeah, you look great. But I'm just saying, like, with the glasses, we're kind of, like, changing the perception
yeah,
of your face or something.
I just wore the glasses because, I don't know, I just felt cuter with them today.
I mean, yeah. Honestly, I would wear sunglasses every day of my life if I felt like I could
yeah,
see anything.
And I had the blepharoplasty surgery, so they like cut your eyelid in half and they shorten it, so the sun light is still sensitive to me right now because I had it done in March.
That's just supposed to make your eyes look bigger, or what is
so
it?
So do you see your eyelid, how it's kind of like, not baggy, but you see the extra skin?
Right, yeah.
So, well, they cut that skin in half for me. And they like tighten it. So my eyelid is like smooth versus baggy.
Oh.
So you see older ladies, how it's kind of like when they have their eyeshadow, it looks like baggy. They like smooth mine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Technology, man. I had no idea.
It's not technology. It's really a knife.
That's not that technological.
And stitches.
Right.
So they just literally, I just had my face snatched.
Right. Damn. I mean, hey.
I went to Turkey, by the way.
You went to Turkey
yeah,
for
it?
Why,
fun.
It's illegal in America?
No, it's just really expensive. And the Turkey doctor is, like, super good.
Right.
A lot of girls that I know went to him. And I did the lip lift where they shorten the distance between your top lip to your nose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I should get this fucking, like, my girl called it a Cupid's bow.
Yeah, you should get it.
Get it what? Removed or, like, no, shortened get it done. Or something?
Oh,
get
you
what
have
done
it.
To it? It's just, like, the two, like, lines between my nose and my lip.
Oh, well, that's good.
I'm okay with it, but, yeah.
I can't see because you have your mustache.
I'm not really, like, trying to do any, like, beautification surgeries, yeah. I don't think.
You know, and, maybe. Like, just being the person on the internet, you just...
Yeah,
you just feel like you always got to be better, but I think that like this is the extent to what I'm gonna. This is what I look like, so this is what it is.
Right.
I'm happy.
Could you see yourself being heavy on OnlyFans till you're what, like 40, 50? Like,
I'm just gonna keep it as long as I can. I don't really care, and I'm not gonna stop it for any reason, especially for a man. Never.
Hmm.
I'm just gonna keep making money. Like I don't put an age on my brand or my career because I feel like I got girls buying promo from me that are 55. I just really? Shot with a 53-year-old yesterday, like, who probably makes more than me on there. Like, every man has a fetish, whether it's older women, big boobs, or natural body, whatever the case may be. I just feel like if you're a sex symbol and you don't mind, like, I could be selling shit till I'm 80. I don't really care.
Right. There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Fuck you. I don't know if that was necessarily the message you're trying to get across there, but, you know.
We don't care what you have to say.
For sure. Okay, so anything you want the people out there to look out for? Anything new on the way?
So I recently am starting my YouTube channel because I never really got into YouTube. So that's basically like Danny Banks TV.
Okay.
So it's like DannyBanks.tv. You can see my YouTube channel.
Perfect time for it because they're already on YouTube if they're watching this.
Yeah, so make sure you go to DannyBanks.tv or just type in Danny Banks TV. I have a couple episodes up. I am working with my team, Twerk God, my personal manager, Evan Watkins. He runs Twerk God and he films all my stuff as well. And everything is like super dope. And yeah, so that's that. And then my TV show, it's coming out on Botched, which is cool. That's on Botched on Channel E or whatever, Network E. And my personal site is DannyBanks.fans, and you can find like my TikTok, my Twitter, and all that stuff on there. But my Instagram is Danny.Banks, but Danny with two I's, one N, because people think it's two N's, but it's one.
Mm.
And yeah, there's a couple like TV shows that I have in the works maybe coming up, but I'm definitely like moving towards like film. Okay. I want to do some TV stuff for sure.
Dope. What should I say to all the rappers who hit me up after this? Like, yo, hook me up with Danny, bro. Because that happens a lot of times when I interview porn stars. That I have just random rappers coming out of the woodwork. Like, yo, you got to hook me up with her.
It depends on who it is. Because honestly, I'm not really into like the rapper thing.
Mm.
And I don't just hang out with people to be noticed or for clout.
Right.
Or I would hang out with everyone that hits me up.
Right.
So it depends on who it is. Like if I genuinely like am attracted to them, I'd be like, okay, maybe. But like... Or if they want to conduct business, sure.
Mm.
I'll consider.
For sure.
There's a price for everything. I'm just kidding.
Cough it up, boys.
You know what I mean? AKA, you know what that means. In the short sense.
For sure. Danny Banks, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube and Patreon, where you could have seen this interview a couple days earlier. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate you.
Thank you.